270 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. 238X, American State Trials. O. Jones, Miss Zill Spivey, Charles Lee, N. V. Darley, F. Zaganki, A. C. Holloway, and Minnie Foster testified that they were employees of the pencil company. They knew Leo M. Frank and stated that his general character was good. D. McIntyre, B. Weldower, Mrs. Dan Klein, Alex Dittler, Dr. J. E. Summerfield, F. G. Schiff, Al Guthman, Joseph Gershon, P. D. McCarley, Mrs. M. W. Meyer, Mrs. David Marks, Mrs. A. I. Harris, M. S. Rice, L. H. Moss, Mrs. L. H. Moss, Mrs. Joseph Brown, E. E. Fitzpatrick, Emil Dittler, Wilhelm Bauer, Miss Helen Loeb, Al Four, Mrs. Martin May, Julian V. Bum, Mrs. Molly Rosenberg, M. H. Silverman, Mrs. L. Stern, Chaz, Adler, Mrs. R. A. Sun, Miss Ray Kyson, A. J. Jones, L. Binstein, J. Bernard, J. Fox, Marcus Loeb, Fred Heilbronn, Milton Kyson, Nathan Copeland, and Mrs. J. E. Summerfield, all residents of Atlanta, have known Leo M. Frank ever since he has lived in Atlanta. They stated that his general character is good. Mrs. H. W. Carson, Mary Perk, Mrs. Dora Small, Julia Fuss, R. P. Butler, and Joe Stetker testified that they were employees of the pencil company. They knew Leo M. Frank and stated that his general character is good. Evidence in rebuttal for State J. B. Floyd, R. M. Goddard, A. L. Goddard, N. J. Ballard, Henry Carr, J. S. Rice, and Lem Smith testified that they knew Daisy Hopkins. They stated that her general character for truth and veracity was bad, and that they would not believe her on oath. J. B. Floyd heard Daisy Hopkins talk about Frank and said there was a cot in the basement. J. T. Hearn has known C. B. Dalton from 1890 to 1904. At first, his general character was bad, but the last he knew of him, it was good. He would believe him on oath. B. V. Johnson has known C. B. Dalton for about 20 years. His character for truth and veracity is good, and he would believe him on oath. W. M. Cook, W. J. Elder, A. B. Houston, J. T. Bourne, W. M. Wright, C. B. McGinnis, F. P. Hefner, W. C. Hale, Leon Boys, M. G. Caldwell, A. W. Hunt, and W. C. Patrick knew C. B. Dalton. They stated that his general character for truth and veracity was good, and they would believe him on oath. Myrtle Cato, Maggie Griffin, Mrs. C. D. Donegan, Mrs. H. B. Johnson, Miss Marie Karst, Miss Nellie Pettis, Mary Davis, Mrs. Mary E. Wallace, Estelle Winkler, and Carrie Smith were formerly employed at the pencil company and worked at the factory. They stated that Leo M. Frank's character for lasciviousness was bad. Mamie Kitchens has worked at the National Pencil Company for 2 years. She is on the fourth floor and was in the dressing room with Miss Irene Jackson when she was undressed. Mr. Frank opened the door, stuck his head inside, and did not knock. He just stood there and laughed. Miss Jackson said, "Well, we are dressing, blame it," and then he shut the door. Cross-examined. He asked us if we didn't have any work to do. He asked us.